You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Here we go. We're on. We're doing our podcast, folks. You haven't heard us in a while, have you, huh?
Yeah, they heard us last week.
I know. That's well, still, whatever. Today is, what's today? April 25th, 2017. That will be this podcast. April 25th, 2017. So let's get started. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me. My Wife Hates Me. We're in Hillsborough. That's where we do it from, Hillsborough. You know, somebody, how's it going, Bonnie? Then I'll tell you a story.
Well, thank you for acknowledging me.
Talk up.
No.
Talk up.
No.
Why not?
Just do what you're doing. I don't understand. You know, it's like...
We're doing a podcast. What do you mean, do what I'm doing? Doing what we do. Doing what we do best.
Do it, then.
How you been?
I don't know. Not great.
Why?
You've been local for too long.
No, I just got home a week ago.
Yeah. Time for you to leave again.
I'll be home for a couple weeks.
I know. I'm...
Talk up.
Saddened by that news.
Why?
You're a difficult person to be around for long periods of time.
I'm not difficult. You're difficult. I set up the podcast and you yell at me because your batteries go dead. Oh, why does everything go wrong? I'm sorry,
well, no,
batteries.
Because every single time you go to do the podcast, and I'm sorry that this time was a battery, last time was a this, the. At some point, you got to say, like, okay, in 300 podcasts, there's always an issue when we start.
No.
Maybe.
Always, there's been 300 issues. No,
okay,
never.
I, you know, thank you for doing it. I appreciate you putting your efforts into. I would personally. And I've said this many times, I will do it, but you want to be the person in charge of the podcast.
You can't do it.
Why?
One, your computer doesn't have outlets or inlets or whatever you call
inlets?
Them.
Inlets?
You know, to put stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
What are those called?
Inlets. And if they're not called inlets, Rich, I think we should start.
Inlets. Your computer doesn't have places where you could put, you know, connections in. Do you understand? From
there's no input.
There's no input. Inputs. Yeah, input. You don't have inputs. I have inputs on my new computer, but I have to set it up on my new computer. The reason it wasn't working on my old computer. Remember when we started doing it on this Tascam, like 4 or 5 weeks ago.
We were originally doing it on that computer.
Yes. No.
Then we moved to your laptop. Now,
yes.
We just keep, next thing you know, we'll just be yelling it out our window.
No, why don't you just let me explain and quit being so, you know, negative.
Why did that one turn you?
Because you're beginning
yelling out your window? That's the straw that broke the camel's back?
No, the camel's back has been broken. It's been broken,
uh-huh.
repaired, rebroken. My computer, where we were doing the podcast from, with our audio box, hooked to it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone spilled something on my computer. I think it was Raina. My computer was shot, and we were going, why is this not working on the computer? Then Rob, our podcast host, tried to help me fix it, and then I just got a new computer, and now we'll set it up on our new computer. And do it on that. But I don't even want to bring my new computer over here because I don't want to take a chance of water or something spilling on it again. Once we start doing it with my new computer, no drinking. Buy it. I don't drink coffee by my new computer. I keep coffee on the other table and I turn and I drink my coffee. I don't keep drinks next to my computer after that last spill. You know, I learned from Exxon.
Even though it wasn't you.
Yes, but it can happen to anybody. It can happen. A spill can happen. And that spill is worth whatever my computer costs, $1,400, $1,500. I can't afford a spill again. That's all I'm saying.
I just had like a thing where I was like, I could kill myself and it wouldn't be that bad. I like, be fine.
What are you talking about?
End it.
End what?
My life.
Don't make promises you can't keep. Uh-oh. All right, let's get started. That's why we're doing it on this, because there was a spill on my computer.
You talk about it anymore, I swear to God, I'm going to kill one of us. Maybe both.
Yeah? When this happens, you don't think this stuff is going to be in court? When I'm when I'm found dead and...
If you're found dead, they're going to immediately... Well...
Yeah, they go right to the
natural causes.
They'll go right to the wife.
No. It's like you're old enough that now.
First of all, no one goes, it's no, not now.
No.
Aggravating. I got to find somebody else to do this podcast with.
Oh, please.
Who could I get?
I don't know, because other people would be nice to you. And then, you know what? You'd be like, I do have amazing rings. I am an amazing storyteller. There's no one to keep hold your feet to the fire.
Okay, here's somebody wants me to do their podcast. They keep texting me to do their podcast, and I keep avoiding.
Why didn't you just say no thank you?
Now I'm gonna.
Oh, but you were so mad before. Like, why does he keep asking me? Why does he think I'm doing it?
I kept pushing it off.
Because you didn't say no.
Well, because now I realize it's a definite no what it is. You know, it's probably a 40-minute drive each way. Then I just tell a story.
Oh, God.
Like, why would I do that?
They don't know what they're in for.
But why would I do that? Like, if I ask that person to drive to Hillsboro to do 10 minutes on a podcast or 5 minutes, they would say, I'm crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, just like I would say they're crazy.
How is that person getting other people to do it?
I have no idea. Maybe he's not. That's why he keeps asking me.
Oh.
But maybe he is. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. He said, you know, the studio. He's in a studio doing it, but I don't know where the studio is, but I know it's not by me.
Remember the other night we went for dinner?
Yeah, where?
And then Raina didn't eat all her ribs?
Yeah.
So you picked all the meat off them?
Yeah, so she can make a sandwich for school the next day.
Yeah, but you were, like, going crazy picking the meat off them?
Off the ribs?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't eat hardly any of her ribs. Yeah, so I took the meat off. Yeah, so what's the big deal?
No, I just like I wonder sometimes, like if you like worry that people look over and are like, look at that Jew.
No, oh really? That's a nice thing to say.
I'm wondering if you.
Yeah, if I was black, would you say? You know, it just.
I wonder if why yes. You're so sensitive about it.
That's a good thing to say.
I'm asking, do you ever worry when you're being, you know.
Oh, really? Everybody who leaves a restaurant with...
That's a legitimate question. Look, first of all, I don't think Jews are cheap. I don't think you're cheap, okay? I'm asking a legitimate question.
Do you ever worry?
I worry when I'm bad driving that people look over and are like, well, female driver.
Yeah, really? Why wouldn't you phrase it like, oh, people look over and look at that cheapskate? But no, right to the religious stereotype.
Well, because I wonder if you ever think about that.
No.
I'm just curious.
How would they know my religion when they look over?
Maybe because there's no taking your eyes off your fucking Star of David, which is completely encrusted in diamonds.
First of all, that's under my shirt. They can't see it. And what do you mean there's no taking your eyes? Oh, the people? I don't wear it out. All right, so you're fake.
Okay.
Why wouldn't they just look and go, oh, look at that cheapskate? Why would it have to? No, just explain.
Then you were like, because then a minute later you were like looking over your lotto.
Yeah, so what does that mean? What's that mean?
It's just,
you find humor in things that there's no humor in.
I found humor in it. Then later we were at the dollar store and a guy recognized you. At the dollar store. This is what I heard. I saw you at the counter, and I looked. And then there was a guy in line behind you, and he was like, so what do you got coming up next? While you were paying at the dollar store.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's not going well for me.
First of all, the dollar store One is next to my gym.
You're going to defend going to the people. Everyone loves going to the dollar store. There's no need to defend it. It's
really
a funny thing. See the humor in it.
Yeah, but everybody doesn't go to the dollar store.
Yes, every single person on the planet.
I'm going to tell them.
Every single person on the planet loves going to the dollar store.
Listen, if you don't go to the dollar store, you can get reading glasses, tape, rulers, so many different, you know, notebooks, pens. I don't ever buy.
Are you really going to list the things that you can get at the dollar store?
Well, people have never been in one. So.
No, everyone's been in one.
Everyone's been in a dollar store, you think? You think rich people live in Beverly Hills?
Yes.
And
even they get
Bel-Air.
Excited when they go in and they're like, only a dollar?
No. They send people in
wooden roses, a dollar? I mean,
I wish I only paid a dollar for wooden roses. Oh, I probably only did. Probably a dollar a rose. All right. Well, I was in California last week.
But you're not cheap.
I'm not at all cheap. I spend
your
fucking money.
Your thing is that you're worried.
I like good deals.
Yeah. And you're worried that the world, you're always worried that they're going to, it's like.
No one's getting over on
you,
me.
Yes. You against the fucking world.
I love beating the system.
Because you think if you don't beat the system's beating you.
Yeah. You know, I like beating the system. One, if you go out for dinner and you order your daughter $16 ribs.
It wasn't.
Yeah, that's what they are.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It was the kids' menu.
Yeah, it was $16.
On the kids' menu?
For ribs. And she only eats two bites. You say, hey, let me take the rib
meat
home.
No, I wanted to take it to go. I don't know if I would have taken the meat off the bone sitting there in the restaurant.
Oh, you're saying take the bone with you?
You just get them to pack it up and there's something about picking the meat off the bones in the restaurant.
Oh.
That's a little.
It's less.
It's a little 1930s.
Nobody needs bones. If you don't have to have bones, you just don't have to have bones. You know, so then the next morning when you made her sandwich for school, you didn't have to deal with the bones. I dealt with
them.
You're
right. No, thank you.
Thank me for helping you.
I just did.
Oh. Whew. I was in California, what was it, last week? No, week before. I had a good time. It really beats the hell out of you. It really does. You know, just the traveling and renting the car. And
that was nice, though, because it's different time zones, so we didn't have to talk a lot.
Oh, I love that.
And I didn't see you for an entire week. It was pretty nice.
It wasn't peaceful for me because Tuesday night I did Roast Battle. I judged it that Tuesday, but I wasn't
at the comedy store.
Yeah, but I wasn't that great. I'm so much better in New York when I'm judging Roast Battle. Although the last time I judged in L.A., the last time, I was on fire. This time, I didn't have.
You couldn't think of anything?
And plus Mike Lawrence is so quick, he kept flying out with fucking jokes. So, and then someone said something about the universe, and I try to say the solar system, and one of the ballers goes, that's smaller than, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know if my mic was, because I said jokes that were good that didn't get response. Like, there was this kid that was battling, and he said, oh, my, and he's a little fat guy, mm-hmm. funny guy, real funny. I forget his name. He goes, oh, my parents are so disappointed at me doing this. Mm-hmm. I go, really? You think that's all they're disappointed about? Which is, you know, look at him. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what? And I don't know if my mic was working. Anyhow, I did Roast Battle on the Tuesday. Then Wednesday, I did some room in Venice downstairs. It was fun. I went on second so I could get out of there. I went on second. It was, you know, a bar gig downstairs. It was free. Cool crowd. And then I went and did the Laugh Factory on Rogan. You know, I was on Rogan's show. Like, they have a surprise guest.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a surprise guest. That was fun, too. Wasn't that crowded.
Well, these are fantastic stories.
Well, I'm just saying how much fun I had. And then Thursday, I did the Ice House. You know, a door deal. Then went to the comedy store. I saw
emotionally anything
It was just fun to be in LA for like 3 or 4 days and then go and leave. Right? Like I went to San Diego and did a door deal at some club. Oh, I'm still waiting on a check. At a club down there. And it was packed. Well, so many ONA fans and people wear shirts. And they, like this one guy walks in with a Ron Bennington shirt. Like I'm supposed to, he goes, hey, look. Like, what do you want me to do? A backflip? What the fuck do you want? You know, you're an adult wearing a radio shirt. What am I, how do I respond? And, you know, but there were so many Opie fans, Norton fans, Anthony Bennington. And it was at a rock and roll club. And then I did the NA convention on Saturday. I worked with this guy, Zoltan, out there. Fucking really funny dude. He put together the one-nighter. And then he opened for me at the convention. He's not in recovery, but Zoltan is really fucking funny. I saw my new pal, Karen. What's her name? Quigley? Kathy? Karen.
That's not Karen.
It's not Karen? Yeah. I think it is.
Kate.
Kate Quigley?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Kate. I was talking to her. I was talking at one point to like three hot girls all at once. It was me and three hot girls.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It was like, I forget it. It was Kate, Esther, and somebody else at the Comedy Store.
They were hanging on your every word.
Oh, boy. Rich had them
in the palm of your hand.
Yep. My new favorite cat. What's her name? Kate.
She's your new favorite and you didn't know her name?
Well, here's the thing. There was the Urban show upstairs at the store.
Now, what do you like about her? Is it she laughs? Your jokes?
And
I mean, aside from the presentation, she's...
What?
I mean, she's stunning.
She's very attractive.
She's very, very attractive.
But...
You said she's funny. I've only seen pictures of her. I can't imagine it.
No, wait, don't say...
When you look like that. No, look, I've never seen her.
So don't say you can't imagine
her. I can't imagine that she's funny. I'm allowed to say that. I'm allowed to take a look at a picture of somebody and be like, meh, no, thank you.
Or you could say...
Not for me.
Well, how do you know? You're judging a book by its cover.
100%! I think I've made it perfectly clear to everyone I'm talking to. I do not know, in fact, if she is or if she isn't funny.
Well,
I'm merely stating a woman who looks like that has no need to be funny.
Why?
Why?
Well, you don't
think... In fact, I even think if you look like that... Men are pissed. Right?
No, you're wrong.
If you're funny.
I saw her twice.
Because men don't want girls who look like that to even talk.
Well, you're just generalizing men now. You're generalizing pretty comics and
yes.
men.
Yep.
You're well, let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
In Vegas, when I first saw her, she killed. Killed.
Yeah. Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
And then
she doesn't like it when I'm sexist to other women.
yeah, because she's a female dog. Look at her; she's getting all nervous and shaky because you're being mean.
She's like, I didn't know that's who you were. I thought you were some.
Okay.
No, listen. I'm sure she's a wonderful girl. And
I'm
merely saying that then it's hard to believe.
Well, okay. So you're saying any pretty girl can't be funny? Karma Lynch is pretty. She's funny.
I think she is pretty, and I do think she's funny. However, it is a radically different kind of pretty. I mean,
okay.
Kate is literally like she's like a Victoria's Secret model. She's like that hot.
I wouldn't go that far.
She's like not. It's not like she's a pretty girl. There's lots of pretty girls can be funny. Obviously, we've seen it many, many times.
Look at Sarah Silverman's super hot.
She's not a Victoria's Secret model. Okay,
what are you talking about? You think this girl?
Kate Quigley looks like she should just always be in a bikini or less. Like there's even like when she's wearing clothes, you're like, I don't know if that's your best look. You know what I mean? Like you should always be less than that.
Well. I'm telling you, and I know comedy because I've seen comedy. I've been around it a long time. And yeah, sometimes I'll go, no, I never say someone's too pretty to do comedy. It's like saying a guy, Gary Goldman's too good looking to do comedy.
He is.
How good is he? And he's great. He's probably.
He's terrific.
He's in the top.
He's one of the greatest. And yeah. Kate may be also, but I'm telling you. She's almost has more of a a challenge in getting over that.
Are you crazy?
Then somebody who's Asian.
She's going to be
because we all think Asian people not funny, right? Everybody thinks that, and yet you've seen Asian people be funny. Yet you still kind of like hold back a little.
What's her name? Selling out theaters now.
I know, because it can happen.
Yeah.
But when you look at a picture of somebody, you go, nah, probably not too funny.
I guarantee.
That's what I'm saying.
Kate, who I'm going to try to sign when I start my management company.
Oh, like the hottest girl comics on the planet management company.
Yes, it's going to be only hot female comics.
Super hot. If you need a bikini model or a comedian, that's going to be your thing. Like, doesn't matter.
So then she went on the Urban Show. And which was mainly white, and then I followed. And
oh, Urban's forth. White now.
At the comedy store, that's what I know.
Jesus,
that's when I walked on stage. I go, "Holy shit! Welcome to Trump's New America!" Like the Urban Show at the store, but it was towards the end of the night. You know, it was more whites than blacks. She went on, and they asked me if I wanted to close it out. I did like 35, 40.
You had a hard time following her?
No.
She was that good?
No, she was good. I don't have a hard time following anybody. Oh, I'm Rich Voss. Don't be stupid.
Here we go. The truth comes out.
Don't be stupid. I went on. And this is what I like about her.
Is she funnier or is she hotter? If you had to pick one lane for her to get in.
Is she funnier or hotter?
Like which lane?
At my age?
Or the hottest.
Well, because here's the thing. You can't... That's a fucked up comparison.
Just pick it.
Because,
pick
no.
It.
Because maybe...
Just pick it.
No, because you could...
Pick it.
You could be
just
doing comedy. That's like saying just to a new it. Comic. You know, I don't know how long she's been doing it, but I tell you what,
she has time to change. She'll get less attractive. She may slide over to the other lane.
No.
Okay.
She'll never get less attractive. Don't
she'll get less attractive.
Oh, don't you talk about
she
her.
She fucking will get less attractive.
Oh, no, she won't.
Enjoy it now, okay, Quigley.
She's only going to get better in time, like wine, like even though I don't drink. Eat like wine.
Thank God you let us know you're sober. When you started talking about wine, I was like, wait a second, this doesn't seem right.
Look, it. She knows how to work the system. I'm giving her two thumbs up.
Yeah, her fucking anal cavity.
And then Esther opened for me at... Esther,
she's got two strikes against her. There's no fucking way I would ever watch her walk to the stage and be like, this is going to be great. And yet,
well, you're wrong because she
overcomes
for,
a lot of challenges. That's
she
what I'm
opened for me at the Ice House. She hosted.
She hosted,
and she did. She was quite.
She's very
fine.
Funny.
She was very funny.
But this
very
is
funny.
Okay, you're missing my point. As is probably 75% of the people listening, because you know they bring in their own fucking dumb baggage with it. It is a more difficult road, probably. To be taken seriously as a funny comic if you look like Esther Koo or...
Not in L.A. L.A., there's so many hot comics. You got to see them. They're all over the place.
Yeah, but I bet they're not funny.
At the Comedy Store?
They're all funny?
There's so
Every
many...
Every one of them?
I was talking to this guy comic from New York.
See, even that, Kate's got to stand out in a sea of beauties.
Oh, she does. She does.
Why are you so in love with her?
I'm not in love with her. I like her. You know why,
I
too?
I hope I never meet her.
Why?
She's... It would be embarrassing to be like, my husband's in love with you.
Remember I'm not in love with her in a...
Remember when you were in love with Karen?
Karen who?
Karen Freehan or whatever her name is.
I never was in love with her. I always... Are you crazy? Don't say that on our podcast. Never in love with her. I think... I like her.
I mean, I don't... Okay, listen.
Not in love
I'm
with
not,
her.
I'm
As a
Calm
comic.
Calm down, Mr. Literal. I was never in love with her. I liked her deeply. I never used the word love. No, I mean, I'm just saying, you wanted her around. You liked having her presence.
Yes, because she was fun.
Okay, all right.
That doesn't mean you're in love with him.
All right, I'm sorry I used the wrong word for your fucking dumb mind of like... You know, this is you. Somebody says, okay, bye, I love you. Why would they say that to me? I don't love them. Love! It's very precious and special. Why would people say it? No, people throw that fucking word around.
Yeah, well, don't.
You heart Karen.
Who's Karen?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Karen. First of all, I like Karen. I love her attitude on stage.
Karen
I just like
Behan.
It. I love her on stage. I just like her... how she moves, her just her whatever. Yes, there's certain comics, male comics too. I just love what they do on stage. I love them as comics.
Oh, you're using the word love now.
I mean, I like what they do. I say,
oh my God, I can't. Like I can't Andrew, keep up with you,
Andrew Schultz. I like hanging out with him at the Cellar.
You and love Andrew Schultz.
I love because he gets
Let's
it. He
say
laughs.
It. Let's just use the word he love.
He laughs and gets it. And this is what else I liked about Kate. Make sure this is her right name, right?
Who cares?
Not only...
What are we, fucking agents? I don't give a shit. We come up with the right name or not. Kate fucking...
Don't...
Quig ass? I don't...
Don't you call it... Don't make names about her. Don't... She's...
What? Who gives a shit? She's probably got more fucking Twitter followers and Instagram followers than...
Than who?
You, but you don't, you're not on Instagram, so I stop.
Yeah, not everybody has more Instagram followers than
okay,
me.
Okay, but I'm saying... I'm not even... I don't probably, even... She's probably... Listen... She's probably got a fucking inking a deal as we speak.
Yes,
to fucking
she
surpass
should.
You.
She'll surpass me.
She already has.
Yes, easily. She'll be casted in a second in a sitcom, and I hope it goes well. But
I don't. Are they still making those? Even?
What sitcoms? I don't know. But I all I know is Noah also too. She sat and watched some of my show when I did the Urban Show. So she likes comedy. And she hangs out with comics. God. Don't you like comics that hang out and like comedy and hang out?
Well, yeah, that's how many all I people... want to talk about. I don't want to fucking talk about people's sexual exploits or bullshit. Their boyfriends or some drama they had with their mom. No, thank you.
Yes. Okay, so...
I'm always laughing
she
at
She likes
their
comedy.
Like,
Esther
Koo.
Esther Koo has a great laugh. She laughs.
That's this is what I'm trying to get at. This is exactly what... where I'm going with all this, because Karen, she's a giggler, man. She laughed at everything you ever said.
No, not
probably out of fear that you would smack her, but
no,
she fits in the palm of your hand. She's probably just like shaking all the time with fear around men. Okay, so she—that's what you liked about her, which I
no, I told you I liked about. I like her on stage. I told you that. Go ahead,
Esther Koo, laughing at you,
not laughing at me. She just gets comedy,
Kate. Nice tits.
Never laughed. Okay, what?
Nice tits.
No.
She didn't laugh. You like her and she didn't laugh at you.
I'm sure I made her laugh. I'm in, like, if you hanging out with me, I'm pretty funny. I got some quick comebacks.
All right, well, I didn't, I mean, I guess.
Well, anyhow, so.
I mean, if you're dating a comedian or married to a comedian, you have to just. You have to stop watching them on stage. Because I don't know why nothing makes you angrier than watching your husband do stand-up.
What?
I'm sure you think the same about me when you watch me. It's cringe-inducing. Because you've seen it too many times. And
yeah, but I'm always coming up with new stuff.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up once in a while. What is wrong with you?
But why would you say it's horrible to watch somebody?
Well, you think that about me, don't you?
Not when you come up with new jokes. I love watching you do new jokes.
No, you don't.
I do, too. I said the other night, I said that one thing you did, that new one I liked.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. That's what I like. I like watching people grow.
Oh, my God.
What?
What? You like watching people that make your dick grow.
Oh, God. Nothing makes my dick grow but a blue pill. It's the only thing. And it shrunk. It used to be bigger. Maybe I just need more pill. That's what I probably need. More pill to get more blood circulating in my cochlea gland.
It's bad enough I have to fuck you once in a while. Can you please?
What? All right. Well, anyhow.
What do you have? What did you tell me last night? You have a... Was it 52-hour turnover? Like, how long does it take you?
What, to reboot?
To reboot, because I said, we'll do it again tonight. And you were like, nah, there's no possible way.
What, tomorrow? Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah, because
and
I was...
And today I said, let's do it again tomorrow.
No, because last night...
And you said,
no, I was breathing heavy. I was really working at it last night.
You were, it was heart attack city.
Sometimes you go,
I was like, this is it! I mean, I fucking... I was getting so excited. But you pulled through.
All right. Anyhow, folks, here's what I'm saying. If you have a chance, go see Esther. Go see Kate. Go see Karen. Go see them all. Support
comedy. Mother's Day, I'm doing two shows at the Hartford Funny Bone, and Karen is opening for me.
Is she really here? We do our read, and first say you're sorry to Kate. Say,
why do I have to apologize?
Because people
don't
get us.
I don't know her.
She's my pal.
I don't give a shit.
You don't give a shit?
I mean, the truth of the matter is...
No, I don't know her like that.
What?
Karen's more of a friend. Because, you know, New York. I only know that girl because I worked with her twice. Not worked with her. I seen her work.
I didn't say anything negative about her. I said, looking at a picture of her, I don't think she's funny.
No.
Okay? I don't think she would be funny. You said she is funny. People can fucking walk away and go see her and find out for their fucking selves. What am I? Oh, my word. The word of God. Bonnie McFarlane. Yeah. When I could look at a picture of someone.
I thought you were pro women.
Give me a.
I thought you were a feminist.
I don't consider women that look like that women.
I thought you were a feminist.
Nah. Yeah, but only fat girls. I'm only empowered by fat women.
You don't consider her.
How is she empowering to me? Women, those are the women that have been rewarded their whole lives.
How do you know her upbringing? She might be so fucking
damaged.
She's
probably been molested and shit, but...
Don't say that.
Yeah, she probably has. Take a look at her Twitter feed. I mean, come on. It's pretty obvious.
Say in your opinion.
No. I know for a fact.
No, don't. You can get sued.
By looking at her Twitter feed...
Stop it.
...that Kate Quigley has been molested.
Oh, really?
Somewhere in her past.
Verbally or... It could be verbally.
Verbally molested. I didn't know that was a thing.
You don't think you could be verbally molested?
You could be verbally harassed.
And molested.
But molestation, I believe, is an actual physical thing.
Do you?
That's what I believe.
Well, I wouldn't
that's
say
what
that.
I believe.
I wouldn't say that.
You go,
say,
take, a look, you go take a look at Kate Quigley's Twitter feed.
So what does that mean?
And then you let me know. Has she been molested or not?
What the fuck
tell
is wrong,
me.
With, wrong with you? Retract it.
I won't retract it.
Retract it.
I'm
you
asking
can't say
a
that.
Question.
What if someone said to you, they were talking about Bonnie McFarlane, goes, she's so funny, I guarantee she was raped or molested.
Well, and they'd be right. They would be right. They would say, yes, that's part of me charm, turns out, that I was, went through some hardships in my life.
Oh, well, I wouldn't fucking just
look, everybody
that.
Knows what the deal is.
What's the deal? In life?
No, with me.
That you're fucked up in the head?
First of all, feminism isn't liking every woman.
Well, you how can you
because they're women? Feminism, like this is how I know we're getting somewhere as comedians, female comedians. There's enough of us now that we can kind of hate each other once in a while. You know what I mean? Like before, you used to have to pretend to like all of them.
But how could you hate
somebody? Bring up a girl comic's name, you'd have to be like, yeah, she's great. But now there's enough of us, thank God, that we can openly be like, from the looks of things, Kate Quigley's probably a mess.
But what? You see how this went last time you discussed that other female comic? How they take it wrong?
What? Which one? Well, then she's, you know, whatever. I don't care. What? Am I supposed to be garnering goodwill amongst the hottest of the female comedians? Is that what I'm supposed to be doing?
No, she's a nice person, though. She's very personable.
To you? You met her?
I guarantee if you met her, she'd be nice to you.
Well, then I'll come back on the podcast and I'll be like, folks, listen, she's fantastic. She's a nice person.
Yeah, so, but why
and
would
not
you...
not very funny.
No, why
I'm
would you say...
I'm almost positive. I'm almost positive.
You're 100% wrong. You're 100% wrong. Get this fucking dog away from the recorder.
Well, I tell you what. If I see her and she's funny, I will personally come on this podcast and do it topless in honor of molested Kate Quigley.
Stop. You can get sued for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to
you
say
think someone that looks like her knows enough to get, sue people?
I can't get
she's
sued. Look at
probably a fucking idiot.
No, I
look at her.
Hey, listen.
Look at her.
Stop it. You sue Bonnie. Don't sue me because I'm not fucking okay. You could get sued for saying stuff like that. I'm not putting up this podcast now.
Why? Because I said Kate Quigley, one of the hottest people I've ever seen in my life, doesn't look funny or smart. To me!
No, you could say that.
And to everyone else, like she's been molested.
You said like she's been. You said she has been. And that's...
What?
Why would you say that about somebody putting that out there in the world?
What,
I can't put
she's
this,
been molested?
Yeah, I can't put
out
this podcast.
I didn't molest her. I don't know why you're coming down on me.
I did not.
Do you fucking have any brains in your fucking? You got the peanut brain of this Yorkie. You'll say whatever the fuck you just think of. You don't think of consequences.
That's because I'm hot.
You're not
I'm
hot.
A hot white girl.
You're not hot. You're okay.
You're right.
You're not Kate hot. You're
no, certainly not.
You're certainly not. You're not Esther hot, but she's young hot. She's young hot.
Esther?
Yeah.
Is she young? I feel like she's been around forever.
I'm comparing everybody to me.
Oh, right. She's under 60. Esther Koo is under 60.
Yeah.
No, she's a very attractive, very funny. See, there's somebody who overcame a lot of things. She was molested. No. I don't know for a fact, but come on. Come on. And she's a very attractive girl. And she's Asian. I mean, how many strikes against you could you possibly have in comedy? She has them all. Boom, 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 boom. And yet, fantastic.
Well, look, please no one sue me. I don't have any money.
But, you know, I haven't. The only reason I'm saying this about Kate is I've never seen her do stand-up.
Well, I have.
Okay.
Twice.
So that's why.
She's two for two.
That's why you say she's very funny. That's why you get to say that. I don't get to say that. All I have to go on.
Well, then you go to a YouTube clip.
Oh, I don't do that.
Why don't you do that?
I don't want to know that she's funny. I like imagining it like this.
Well,
I like to be like this. Yeah, fine, she's hot. I mean, is she funny?
Yeah. Go to a YouTube clip. Stop it. What are you barking at during every fucking podcast?
Oh, boy. All right. Blue Apron. Hey, this is the number one fresh ingredient recipe delivery service in the country. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. This is one of the greatest inventions of modern cooking. I don't know if that's a thing. But Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the U.S. And as a result, their food is sourced sustainably. Their beef, chicken, and pork comes from responsibly raised animals. I thought they came from responsible animals. These animals, they do their taxes. Produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming. Look, you get this, you get to go online, you pick your ingredients, the stuff that you like, and it's going to send you a box of ingredients, the freshest of the fresh. These recipes are amazing. They're easy to follow, and you do it with your family. I did it with Raina, taught her how to cook this way, and it is just 100% fantastic. Here's some of the upcoming meals you can get. Spinach and fresh mozzarella pizza with olives, bell peppers, and ricotta salad. Sweet and sour salmon with bok choy, carrot, and ginger fried rice. Parmesan-crusted chicken with creamy fettuccine and roasted broccoli. Boy, that sounds good. It's affordable. There's a variety. It's flexible. It's easy. And it's guaranteed. Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Voss, V-O-S. You'll love how good it feels, tastes, and you know, you're going to be amazed by the incredible home-cooked meals you're going to be able to create. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/boss. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
What happens?
Woof!
I hope this girl, what if she runs into you and whips your butt?
You think that fucking bit? I'll just go straight for her face. And she'll be like, oh, God, no, it's my bread and butter.
I hope she kicks your ass.
No, that's... Set up a tennis match between Kate and me.
Apologize and retract what you said. Say,
why do I have
comedy.
To retract it? I'm just saying these about are my impressions.
The molesting.
These are my initial
about them,
impressions.
About being molested. Say, that's comedy. It's my opinion.
That's her greatest asset.
I'm not going to put up this podcast.
Okay, I'm sorry that I said that Kate Quigley was molested.
Say, it's all in comedy.
It's all in comedy. I meant it as a joke. I'm really sorry, Kate.
Don't try to make a joke out of a joke.
Please don't sue us. Even though you don't even know how to do it.
Yeah, really? I hope you get a call from her lawyer. No, I don't. Because it's going
to... She probably went to Princeton or some shit. She'll be like, actually, I do have a law degree. Ugh, I would just kill myself. If she's funny, looks like that, fucking smart, I would kill myself. It's like there's no reason for anybody else to live.
I hope she has... Yeah, I hope she... Anyhow, listen. This weekend I'm at Uncle Vinny's. Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant this weekend. Next Saturday, May 6th, Newtown Theater in Pennsylvania. Newtown Theater in PA. I have anxiety about this whole thing now. It was good up until you crossed the line, like you always do. I can't live like this.
What?
I have anxiety.
What's wrong? What's wrong? You think Kate, you want me to call Kate after this? Kate, I said some things on the podcast, and I'd really love it if you could just ignore them.
You started trouble with the other girl.
I am not going to be put in a position.
The other girl who was good looking, remember? That
yes,
opens.
Yes, probably not funny. I've never seen her. I've never seen her. I'll admit to that, but.
I don't remember the other girl's name.
It was Jim Norton's opener. Oh,
God. But you went after her.
Did I go after her or you brought her up? She was at a Bobby Kelly's
barbecue.
She sat down and was chit-chatting with you quite a bit there.
Yeah, we talked.
Yeah.
I like talking comedy. And I saw her to sell her. She was excited.
I love talking comedy and staring at cleavage. It's one of my favorite things to do.
I don't stare at cleavage. At cleavage?
Cleavage. That sounds like, like a character on SNL. It's cleavage.
I don't look at girls sexually. No. I do sometimes, but what am I going to do? I can't compete with these young guys.
No, you're married also.
Yes, so
I don't know what's the best you can hope for is that they're going to give you the time. They're going to, aw, there's old Rich Voss.
Old?
Look at your hat. You're so cute.
Yeah, really?
They're going to help you, you know, do you need some help finding a chair? You know, stuff like that.
What the fuck?
What? It's coming. It's what's coming.
That's I get respect.
Happening. Remember when neither of us could read the words on the TV last night?
I remember last night. If you ask me, remember last night?
I mean, you know.
Fucking Ray Kroc. Ray Kroc. Unbelievable.
We went to go get hardwood floors today. You don't want to talk about that? How you embarrassed me?
How you... I know hardwood floors. I know how to ask the right questions. But you...
You had to go over every piece of furniture that we had. This was one of the first questions he asked before we had.
I said, you install too.
He said, are you going to take our furniture out? She goes, yeah, there's an additional cost, but yeah, we can take your furniture out. Well, this is what we have. You started listing.
Two things.
No, you started, like she's going to be like, oh, we didn't even pick out any hardwood yet. Then you go, how big's our bedroom? She was like, I don't know how big. He goes, well, no. I mean, these condos. Everybody knows these condos. She goes, yeah, I don't know how big your bedroom is. And then you asked the other guy. You were like, hey, how big are the bedrooms in those condos?
Yeah,
and he was like, I don't know.
They can look it up. They've done fucking floors in these condos. All they got to do is look it up.
It's embarrassing.
Standard. You're embarrassing because I know the questions to ask. And you
said, how big's my bedroom?
No, I said, what's the basic size of the bedrooms in our townhouse community, and they would know it. You think we're the only ones getting a floor from that
company? But why were you listing our furniture before we decided you only have to move two things. Hardwood there or not?
Well, of course we're going to get hardwood there. What, you think we're going to shop around to save fucking $100? Who gives a fuck? Just get it done. We can pick the floor.
Then why ask questions at all? Just walk in and pick it and go.
Yeah. Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. I don't have time to fuck around. I don't do that kind of shit.
All right, I gotta go.
I just
can
buy.
Can we be done? What time is it?
When I fucking buy a car, I buy BMWs or Mercedes. I don't test drive them.
Oh, my God, you're so annoying. I gotta go. Rich.
What?
Yeah, I told you I had to be done at 4:05.
So you're a couple minutes late. Sorry, I didn't realize what time it was. She's gotta go to CrossFit. Anyhow, all right. Anyhow, here's my upcoming gigs real quick. This weekend, Uncle Vinny's Point Pleasant. I'm also doing a private that night somewhere. And next weekend, May 6th at the Newtown Theater in PA. The Newtown Theater in PA. Also, May 24th, I think it is, the Wednesday, I'll be at the Underground in Seattle. Get your tickets now. the Underground in Seattle, and then I head to the Comedy Mix. All my dates are at richvoss.com. I'm pretty much booked up through the summer, through the year. Take a look. I'll probably be in your area. Remember, Twitter and all that bullshit. I don't know. Look, anyhow, I had a great time in L.A., San Diego. The N.A. convention was great. And I want to thank everybody that helped me out when I was in L.A. The Ice House, Winston's, and Laugh Factory, Comedy Store. I had a great time. Talk to you guys next week.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.